Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life Show. The Work for Life Show comes to you from downtown Houston. I'm your host. I'm your leader. Today I'm calling all American citizens to take heed, to be the change, change your life. But not one problem that we have cannot be fixed if we're willing to do the work, to get it done, to put in the time to get it done. Money generally is the issue, or so people think. I'm here to tell you, it's not just the money that you're lacking. Things are not going the way you would like for them to go. You have to be the change. If you're waiting for that job that you used to have, you have to be the change. And you can start today becoming the change, working with others who have the same ideas that you do, same set of problems that you do, or various problems. Thing I want you to understand is you don't have to go it alone. You can make changes to your life starting today. I want you to join my Fix It campaign. You can become the job that you're looking for. I can promise you that if you're willing to do the work. You can become the job that you're looking for. You know, I hear people saying they don't have a job, and I hear people blaming others for not having a job. I don't buy it. Never have, never will. I'm a firm believer, as in the words of Frederick Douglass, your destiny is in your hands. You to join with others and work together. And you can do it starting right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. I'm right here. I'm also on Twitter, at workforlife, BEA. And you can also communicate with me on twitter.com/BEESAYS politics. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. And that's why I'm here today, to talk with you about doing something. Work for Life helps people identify ways to achieve their Work for Life goals. You must have a goal. You can't just wait and hope for something, not knowing what it is you're hoping for. Because if you have no goals, the hope that you're hoping to come into your life, when you get there, you won't recognize it. If you go to an airport to pick up someone, and you don't know what that person looked like, but someone told you to go pick up someone, how are you going to get that person and bring them back? They need to give you a description. You need to ask questions. You need to know how that person know that you're looking. It's a series of things that has to happen for you to achieve success. Same way with a job. Identify the job that you want. Identify the ways that it takes to get the job. Set goals. So, my show today is titled, How to Earn Money Daily from Home. Now, you need a job? Fine. You're not working? Not fine. Work from home until you find that job. That's the way you get ahead. Because we believe work is a self-help activity, and no one can do it alone. We believe that no one can progress beyond their own abilities, actions, and attitude. You have abilities, How are you using them? Are you mobile? Can you perform actions to get jobs done? What are your limitations? Because you find work, you find jobs based on what your limitations are, and we all have limitations. And you must have the right attitude. And you must have the right attitude all the time, because you never know who is going to be that person that can be the, that has the key to unlock the door that you need to pass through. So how are you going to be earning money daily from home? Because you don't have any money, right? Earn money at home daily. It's going to depend on what things you actually have. If you have transportation or you don't. Either way, there are things you can do. If you live in a city, urban, country, on a dock, where they fish, doesn't matter. There are things you can do to earn money if you're around people or if you can get to people. People have needs. You can supply needs. You supply needs based on what things you can do well. Earning money while working at home is the best way for any citizen to improve the quality of life for themselves and for your loved ones and for your community. Whatever it is that you choose to do, when you begin to work with others, good things will happen faster. One person going it alone, too many opportunities for failure. One person doesn't have anyone to help them battle it out. One person cannot stoke fear in the hearts of an oppressor. You out there, you working with a group, you feel confident even when that group is not there. You just know that you are part of a group. And you've talked about things that's going to strengthen you when you have to go stand alone to either ask for that job or ask for that bid or try to make that sale. Groups united can get the job done. Talk about it. Apply the necessary actions. There are people every day living in deteriorating communities and they're waiting for change to take place. But you have to be the change that you want to see. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. So what are some options that you have right now today? Ask yourself, what are some options that you have to make money? Whatever change is to occur for you, it has to involve you. You have to initiate actions. You have to be a part of the initiation of actions. You see, making money from home gets you busy. Then you start to bring in money. You got work skills. You got hobbies. You have interests. And with just a little organization on your part, you can start making money using your work skills, your hobbies, your interests, what's there for you. I know over the years, because I worked so many years when I wasn't working at all, and even now, I have opportunity to make money from things that I spent money on. Things I bought that I no longer have a need for. And I can sell those items and make money. Anywhere from $3 and $4 per item to $400 and $500 per item to a few thousand dollars per item based on what things you spent your money on that you have available right now that other people can use. That's how you start to make money. You look around. You assess what you got. You assess what you can do. I tell people, start with cleaning your closets and your attics and your basements and find what things you no longer need and sell them. Sell them. And if you're going to need them another time, but you need that money right now, sell it. And later buy a newer one and a more up-to-date one. That's how you earn money daily from home. Sell those things. If you can afford to go to a pawn shop with it, $3 on it, sell it and get even more. And worry about getting another one another time. Because you know, more times than not, when you take it to the pawn shop, that's the end of it. You're not going to have the money when the time comes. And they're going to charge you interest because you don't have the money. And as that interest run up on it, you can't afford to get it. And now it's not even worth the money that you got to pay to get it. But you could have made more if you'd have sold it in the beginning. That's how you start to earn money daily from home. By looking for things that you can sell in your closet, in your attic, in your basement, even furniture in your home, in your yard, extra car. You don't need it anymore, sell it. A car that's not working, sell it. Somebody will buy it, and it'll be money in your pocket. Then sell usable furniture based on where you live. If you got a truck, pick up furniture that can be used. If you ain't got stuff in your house to sell, drive along, pick it up, clean it up, patch it up, sell it. All it costs you is some gas money. Clean people's closets. Keep items they don't want any longer. Sell them. Just be creative. Sell stuff. People like stuff. Just because you don't have a use for it anymore does not mean somebody else can't use it. Just sell it reasonable. Yard sale. If you got a lot of things, a collection you no longer like, a bunch of shoes, children clothes, 50-cent yard sale. Just advertise it just like that. 25-cent yard sale. Advertise it just like that, but have items that cost more that you're going to sell, but most of your items fit that price. 100 items, 25 cent each, $25. Sell them bulk. Yard sale. Cleaning closets, your own, cleaning others, doing furniture, selling it. How about housekeeping services? You can do that from home. Now, what do you say? What do I mean, do it from home? Well, you find your work, you go do the work for others. You can do it. Why not? You don't have to clean an entire house. That's why I say housekeeping services. Because for me, that's saying, what can you do in my home to help me? Maybe you want to just do floors. That's something that definitely would come natural to a lot of guys. Because a lot of times the floor work, the guy will sweep and mop or wax. Do that. People pay you just to do their floors. You know that? You believe that? Trust me. How about cleaning the closets and only closets, nothing else? Pay not to get the stuff to sale. Cleaning storages. Let's see, so housekeeping services. Closets. Storages, floors, what else? clean, but they don't get around to dusting. You can do just that, dusting. How are you going to make money? Give yourself a set amount that no matter what, you're going to always make X amount of dollars for anything that you do during a certain time period. So I say it has to be based on the area you live and the demographics of the people who live in the area. But I can't see anybody working for less than $20 an hour. But you do it your way because you know what works. So if it's $20 an hour, naturally the average person is not going to pay you just to come in and work for 5 hours and give you $100 just like that. But based on what the job is that you're going to be doing for them, it can happen. But if the job doesn't warrant $100 for 5 hours work, you charge your $20 for your first hour, you charge $15 for the second hour, and then you charge maybe $5 for the third or fourth hour. So then you get $20 plus $15, which is $35, and then you might get about $50 for a half a day's work. It's more than you're going to make at home. You're going to have some money today. How are you going to advertise? Well, okay, you don't have any money. You know how to charge, but you don't know how you're going to advertise. If you have a vehicle, you can print up a sign like a kid sign and put it in your car window. Set it in your yard. To start, that's what you do. You use what you got to get what you need. You accept no excuse to not be able to accomplish money. So I gave you about 8 things, 9 things, right? Okay. Let's talk about, and I tell you about how to charge and how to advertise. How about, and this is growing something. Are you good with plants? People love plants, and plant lovers can't resist plants. You can go, I do this myself, the beginning of the year. I go and I buy 2 great big old ivory plants, and they might cost me $10 each. And I take them and I split them up into a lot of pots and start them to grow. And by this time of the year, I got ivories coming from everywhere. And so if I pay $20 and I start planting and I got 20 plants now, I can charge whatever I choose to charge for plants, because when people love plants, they just got to look good, be pretty, healthy, and they buy them. And everybody don't want to grow a plant from and sell them. You can grow vegetables and sell them. And again, everything that you do is based on where you live and that type of thing. You can grow you can grow anything really that you can grow in your community and sell it to other people, plants, vegetables, whatever. You can also make things and sell it. Okay, so bake, cook. You got a vehicle. You can do sandwiches and sell them if you're around university, some businesses where office areas. Your opportunities are unlimited based on what skills you have. But you can make money starting tomorrow, and that's the point that I'm trying to give you so that you can understand. Starting tomorrow, you can start making money, and then as you make money and you're still looking for your job, now you can be a little more selective in getting that job that you want, because you're making money. You got money for gas. You're cleaning out your home, your car, wherever you keep your valuables. A lot of people do jewelry, sell your jewelry. If you bought it and was doing good and now you don't have a need for it, or you have more of a need for to keep a roof over your head, sell jewelry. How about being a personal assistant? If you got a car, do things for other people. Start with doing things for family. If you have not family, friends. If you have not friends, area stores, go and offer to deliver, pick up. You as a personal assistant. You can make money right away helping people. How about handyman services? Repair things. Change light bulbs. The list can go on and on of things that people need to have done and can't do them themselves or don't have the time to do them themselves. You can make money daily from your home right now, starting right now, if you're willing to sit down with a pen and a paper, decide what you can do, join right here on Work for Life, my job club. Work with others, hear ideas, be encouraged, change yourself, change your life, change your community, change the outlook of people around you. There's no limit to what things you can do and make money in America. It's with you. And I always say, work with others of like minds. That's the best way to, that you can accomplish something, is that you have a good attitude, you get along with other people, you find, be willing to take criticism, start with what your abilities are, realize when there's something you can't do, and realize what you can do. Now, I want you to get in touch with me. I want you to sign up first for my job club. You can sign up at twitter.com/workforlife, BEA. Or you can sign up right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Follow me. I will get in touch with you, either here on the message board or send me an email. Just send me your email address on the message board. If you got some questions about something that you're trying to do, don't overwhelm yourself. Start with one thing that you can do and that you do well. If you're good with cleaning, go that route. If you're good at growing things, go that route. If you're good at repairing things, go that route. If you like to drive, personal assistant, or you can be an escort, you can take people to doctor's appointments, wait for them, like that, you could get some pretty good money. That's a half a day almost any time. And if a person can get a ride to a doctor's appointment, have someone wait on them, or at least come back and get them at a certain time, and they're going to pay you, say, $35, you get two or three people to drop them off the same day, you're busy. You're working. You're making money. Don't be afraid. You're going to do what you can do based on what you like to do and what you're good at. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. to earning money from your home while you're trying to find a job. It keeps you busy. It keeps you motivated. It keeps you feeling successful. And when you feel successful, that comes across when you're looking for that job. But when you feel like the world is against you, that comes across too. And nobody wants to be around people who has no hope. When a man or woman is out there doing their very best every day and seeing results at the end of the day, or being able to make a change at the end of the day and seeing things happen different the next day. But if you've been sitting around a year, 2 years, even 2 months, 3 months, waiting for a job and it hasn't come yet, your wait is in vain. There are opportunities available. And the Work for Life Show is the place I want you to hook up with to make it happen. The Life Show calls you to think about making more choices, about you finding the work that you desire, or supplementing your income, or even just helping others with their employment challenges. Work for Life is the right place for you to hook up with other people and be the change that you want. Because together, you can make differences for yourself, for your family, for your community, for your country. It's just a matter of not giving up and a matter of working with others who are not going to let you give up. And you're not going to let them give up either. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Looking out for one another. Not going up into the house and closing the door and feeling like the world has left you. But standing as a group, even when you stand alone, you hear the voices of people who you know care. And they're telling you you can do it, even when they're not there. You can do this. You can earn money daily from home. I'm Bill Eater. I want to thank you for listening in today. Today is Wednesday, May 18, 2016.